not real food. You played.
No, we had to play, and we couldn't get the food stuff, the real food stuff. We would get the clay dirt, and if we had to have bread, we would use the dirt to make our bread. And if we had to have some greens, we would get the grass, chop the grass up, and put it on the pot, and we'd have real fire in the backyard. But would it have to be, you know, where it could be controlled? And if we place it in a tin can, and we had racks, we would put them tin. We didn't use the cooking utensils. We used the cans that grandmama would finish with the condensed milk, or finish with the mustard or something, and something like that. We didn't have it. We would just cook two parts, and we didn't have anything to call the rice. We couldn't find nothing white to call the rice, but we had the bread and the greens, and we would play serving the table, have a board in the backyard, and we'd call all, and Williams was right in there too. She would come, and we would play eating, and couldn't eat the dirt.
You pretend.
Yeah. And then some of us did taste the dirt. I know I did. When I found out that it was gritty, and my grandmama said, "How do you know it's gritty?" I said, "Grandmama, we taste some." And when my brothers, they came, two brothers came behind us, they used to go to the cemetery, to the little stream down there, and pick up, get the crayfish. And boil the crayfish. And they used to eat them.
Yeah.
But I told them, "No, I don't want any of that." I said, "I'm going to tell grandmother. Y'all eating something out of the river." And they would eat them, and then they would hide. And every day they would go down to that cemetery, to that little stream, and catch those crayfish. And they said that they're just as good as shrimp. I said, "Oh, no." And we would...
your own fun.
Yeah, but we were entertained, and it kept us from getting boy crazy early, in which my sister led the way, because the boys used to throw the notes up in the rock on 35th, and we were just getting at the age to even talk to a boy. And then they would, and then I had one used to run around the corner. He wouldn't let my grandmama see him, because grandmama thought he was a king. And she said, "Now, what boy threw this rock up here?" And if you didn't catch the rock, grandmama would get your note. And you would have to be there when they throw it up. And my sister was so fresh and outgoing. Her first boyfriend used to put his notes on the pulley line, and we'd have to jump over another lady post to get the note and bring the note to her. And we just had a beautiful life, not knowing exactly what it would turn into. And playground, we didn't have to have a playground, because my grandmama didn't let us go from the house.
Then the neighbor children came to your yard.
Yeah, just a few of them. And some of them were up the ladder, some down. And we just took on to the ones that we could get. And we had another family. This lady had three children, and they all fall in the same age level, you know. And we didn't have to go, out the neighborhood looking for anybody. Didn't have to go out the house because my mama had a horse right there. But you needed to know others so you won't be fighting. Mm-hmm. And when we went to school, nobody had to take us to school. We found a way. And
well, the schools were nearby too.
It was
right?
Nearby, but it was. I cried all the whole way the first day I went to school.
Did you start at Florence Street School or
no? They had a. It wasn't built. Mm-hmm. Florence was
29 or something.
Yeah. We had to go to the college. All kinds of people, all sizes of people. And you didn't know who was who. And eventually you had to leave there because they were splitting them up. Mm-hmm. And schools were being built more then. And oh my gosh.
So you went to Tyler for the first grade till
Went there. That was the first time I went to school when I got that bad vaccination.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they began pulling the children in the ear, and they said they were going to build the Florence. We saw that go up and help. No, we didn't help because we were too small, but grandmother used to go get the pieces, short pieces of board. And fill our stove, and we would have, oh boy, the much fire in the winter.
So you watched that school be built.
What you're talking about, that was the picture of health every day. Grandmama, can I go to the lane? See, we would go right down our lane, and it's just a half a block. But you had incoming areas to that same lane. She said, don't you move off that corner. And she had someone on the corner would watch for us. And we had to stand right there and see those men all. It was beautiful to see those, oh boy, all those rafters and things go up. Now, that was the first school I saw built. Tried to see Charity, but when they said it was going to be a hospital, I wouldn't go that way.
Because that was like in 29 and 30 also.
I didn't know it was I didn't realize that it was the same year, but it was.
But you didn't watch that as close.
No, but it was beautiful after they got it, you know, and we had a neighbor that lived back of the Charity Hospital, and my grandmama said, I'm going to take you all around to see the hospital. It's finished. And I remember us walking through there, 36th Street. Oh, it was the fine neighbors and fine neighborhood, and we just enjoyed wherever we lived, the whole area, the dirt, the grass, everything. And it was beautiful to go walk by the cemetery. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of the cemetery. But she would take us down there, and then we would just parade, parlor, mm-hmm. just from one area to the other. And at that time, people used to put beautiful things in memory mm-hmm. of their dead ones, I said. This is something here. And all of that growing up.
What you watch neighborhood build up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Houses being built. School, yeah, because. Hospital.
Yeah, they built a pretty house there. That same habitat on Ogeechee Road now. That was remodeled.
That's beautiful.
I saw that go up. It's just some spots here and there that we were able to watch and appreciate. And that house of prayer. Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to come through there on Sundays after I got married. Mm-hmm. And my mama said, they're building the house of prayer on Ogeechee Road. And we didn't have a car, but my husband and I used to ride the bus and watch them work on that. And now everything is so run down now.
Why do you think things change? Why do you think people left if it was such a nice neighborhood? Why did people leave?
People just go in different places for more money. Mm-hmm. And they're moving places to get rid of such a contaminated situation. They just don't want to continue to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And just getting to feel that they're better.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but what made it start going down from being such a nice
place? They wouldn't keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners are responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And then the owners couldn't make the people do a better job of cleaning and what have you. But that old 35th Street is something to see. It is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's more beautiful than it has ever been because the people around there, after they put in baths, but they had the yard toilet.
Okay.
You had to go down in the yard and flush. But after the health department got on their backs, they were going to tear all those houses down. And they really had a lot of them to tear down, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So they all went out because they were owned by two brothers and two sisters.
Do you know who they were?
They were Heitmans.
Mm-hmm.
And the women... One lady was Miss Foreman, and her sister was Miss Zealy, and those brothers were Heitman, and they owned all the way from Ogeechee Road down to Hardin Street, and it was the lane, and then you had 35th Street both sides, then you had Klein Street. One side. Each child owned a portion.
Mm-hmm.
And they came together and they had that old street now. And that street is clean.
So they came and put in the toilets.
Yeah, they put in flush toilets.
Now I wonder about when that was, when those changes, improvements were done. About what years?
Let me see. And what is this? This is
92.
They must have put those toilets in. I can't be sure. I can't be sure. Around
50s, 60s.
No, it was later.
Later?
Yeah, oh. It was later. It must have been on the late 60s. It must have been in the late 60s because that was my walking ground to come see my aunt.
Okay.
And she was, I had to come to, I would come to 36 on the bus. And that was, you could see from her porch back over there to 35th. She was on 37.
Mm-hmm.
And, it must have been in the late 60s when they.
So that's pretty recent that they.
Yeah, because they were about to tear them down after they put the house of prayer around there. And they did put all, you know, modern equipment and everything. And I was a person, if anything going on, I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see now. back in there, they demolishing those old houses. Now, my husband told me that they fixed and demolished 31st Street. And I told him, I said, well, I sure want to see it because they're about to fall down now. And Anderson, 31st, Coast 32nd is almost gone. But Anderson, they fixing to have a bulldozer bring down all those houses. And they're to put up better ones.
Good.
And so I said, well, I just wish that they'd hurry up and let me see what they're going to do. Because that place in Arnold Geechee Road, they have torn down so many houses, you don't know where you are. And they have a church there. That church is going to be benefited real well when they tear down all the more houses and start building up. Mm-hmm. And that house was there since 1812.
Which house?
They took that down.
Oh, no.
All the way to the ground.
Which one was the, where that was that?
That was right on between 31st and 32nd on Ogeechee.
And they took one? They should have saved
and
that
it one. Looked just like something I have studied about in the history book.
Mm.
Oh, and the even the inside of that house was old-fashioned, looking like the West Broad School.
Mm-hmm.
And when I knew anything, my husband came to me and said, well, your old 1812 house gone. I said, no. I said, I heard somebody wanted to buy it and
save it.
Yeah, have it for a museum. He said, well, maybe they rolled it away. He said, but there's nothing there.
Oh.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, because some of those houses are historic because they were built so long ago by local craftspeople. That's awful.
I'm telling you. When I went on the tour, I went on a sightseeing tour of the colonial and the Victorian section. And I declare it was worthwhile. And I said I was going to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the old houses have been done over, and they are beautiful. And some places I said, oh my gosh, way down going to Broughton on, what's that square? Now those houses have been in a rough condition, and now they are beautiful. And to tell me they don't ever be for no sale or no rent, say they are occupied.
Mm.
I said, well, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if in the case here, like on Anderson and 31st, it's, you know, they're not going to remodel those.
No,
they're
no,
going
no.
To tear them
they,
down.
They said they were going to put
because they're too derelict, I guess.
Oh, they are pitiful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be nothing to them to do but
do that.
Yeah, because they just look like they're setting this up off the ground.
Yeah.
And they need to take all of them down. And it wouldn't be much to take down on 32nd.
Mm-hmm.
Because they took down 4 or 2-story houses going to Ogeechee Road. And you wouldn't believe those many houses were there.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, and it's so grassy. I said, my goodness, it's just pitiful. They're just letting the whole city be torn up. But the person that bought 33rd and 34th, they're doing a beautiful job remodeling.
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah,
those
and
little row houses that are light blue.
Yeah,
ones. Yeah, they're pretty.
And high. the rent is just high.
Is it?
Oh. One lady told my husband she was getting ready to move. She was paying $380.
Oh, that's cheap. That's cheap.
And so I was to ask him, did that lady ever move? He said that she couldn't afford that. She couldn't keep it up. She hadn't been there but 3 months.
That's so high.
But they tell me, I don't know where the one's 400, but it's from 380 to 400.
They look small.
I think they are small.
Huh.
I thought probably they were going to take two and make a nice big family house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but Mr. Big Eye James, he got different ideas.
Well, I better start making my way back to Statesboro, Mrs. Manning.
Oh, you have to go back.
Oh, yeah.
You don't ever stay over.
Hmm?
You don't ever stay over.
Sometimes I'll stay over with a friend, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I have to teach tomorrow morning, so I need to get back tonight. But I did want to ask you if you happen to have any photographs of the old neighborhood. Do you have any pictures from when you were living on 32nd or 35th Street?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I've been asking people, you know, to have photos to use in this exhibit, and no one has any. Because I don't think people had cameras. They didn't have cameras to take pictures.
We had a camera, but we couldn't afford to buy the
film.
The film.
And the development.
I'm going to ask my husband if he has any. He used to collect all the pictures that would come in this house and take them to the shop.
Does he have that, a barber shop? Is
yeah.
That on West Broad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, he might have probably a news clipping. He used to keep the news clippings. And he used to gather all the pictures, you know.
I'd like to talk to him about that. I'm going to ask him
what has he in by way of that. Now, I have a sketch of the old hospital, but you have that, haven't you?
Well, I have a photograph of it and a sketch of it that Dot Owens gave me. That's probably the same one.
And
I've got the photograph of the nurses, and I've got some photographs of Florence Street School.
But you don't have anything of the
street scenes or the churches. Or just people on the streets, you know, visiting each other. Things like that would be nice. Is your husband from this area, too?
No.
Mrs. Manigo?
No, no. He is from West Savannah.
Oh, far away.
Yeah, it's right, you know, it's right in town, but...
Well, if he has any photos or news articles about events in the neighborhood, you know, that would be very useful to putting together an exhibit on the history of the area.
I'll ask him what he had. He used to keep up with all of that and used to have it to show the people, you know, or let them read it while they're sitting waiting for work to be done.
In the barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I don't know if he continued it or not.
Or if he saved the old stuff.
When it starts falling apart. I used to do a lot of saving.
You don't have room anymore to keep it all, right?
I would go in the drawers and get it. I had a lot of old pictures and things, you know, in there, in my desk, and when I found out that the place was getting all cluttered up, I got rid of all that, you know, running a Bible school, and when we have our exhibit, I always wanted to have something, you know, on history level.
Mm-hmm.
And I got rid of all of that junk.
Mm-hmm.
Just here last year. It was, oh, the room was pitiful. And the poor sewing den, you couldn't see in it for the boxes of trash.